Well, Steve Ansell and Matt Sheehan out on the water in the final day here at the test event, as it's called, the Weymouth and Portland International Regatta 2011. And interesting racing going on today, Matt, because it's the 49ers. These are pretty much the stars of the fleets, aren't they? The 49ers, the stars, and finally, the Finns. But we're counting down now to the start of the 49ers, and an interesting turn-up really here.
It is, yes. It's pretty tight throughout the whole top pack, to be honest. We've got Martinez and Fernandez, the Spanish sailors, on the leaderboard at the moment. They come into this race in gold position, but they're only 4 points ahead of the Australian team, Outridge and Jensen. And there is a bit of a gap then below them. It's a few more points, 15 points down to Peter Burling and Blair Tuke from New Zealand. And then just 5 points behind them, Steve Morrison and Ben Rhodes. And then just behind them, the Sabello brothers, who are such a feature usually of 49er racing at the front of the pack. The Sabello brothers are fifth, and it looks like if you were drawing a line under who could actually get onto the podium, it's the Sabello brothers. The best they can do is bronze, so they represent sort of the bottom end of the group that could get onto the podium.
So Stevie Morrison for British Hopes then in fourth place, that wooden medal at the moment, but there's only 5 points between them and Peter Turling and Blair Tuke, so we must keep a close eye on bronze, and also the race for silver and gold, in fact, as well at the top end. So it is all to play for, as they say, to use one of those usual quotations. Well, it's a bit of a four or five way race this, and conditions pretty suited to 49ers. It's a bit light, not their ideal condition, but just the 10 boats on the start line.
Well, that's right. They don't need an awful lot of breeze, as we've seen before. And we've got, at the moment, we've got about 7 or 8 knots of breeze. Flat water. We're on the medal race course, but it's a lot bigger than we've been used to seeing. It's quite a long way from the Nothe, and that's because these boats do need a lot more space. They are extremely fast. They're the fastest boats in the Olympic classes. So the course, quite a long course in terms of distance, but it's not going to take them long to sizzle round.
Okay, looking at the line then, 2 minutes 50 to go, and it's a split at the moment. The Brits are going, having a look at the pin end, just sailing on the on-course side. The way they sail 49ers, they stand up to look round, much clearer vision of what's going on, and better for balance as well, because if you move the boats around, all standing up in fact, as inevitably they're going to be heading out to our side. Now we're starting on the committee boat side. All media boats in the test event have to go up to the right-hand side of the course. So we'll be bringing you what's happening on the right-hand side. What happens on the left-hand side is going to be a little bit more difficult to spot. Counting down then, under a minute now for the start of the 49er medal race. And the wind has gone a little bit light. It's still overcast here, not very summery at all. And wind's shifting as it comes round Nothe Fort and round Portland.
Certainly is. 40 seconds to go, and it's the stars at the top of the fleet who are hugging the committee boat end of this line. They want the right-hand end. Having said that, it's such a short line, there's not an awful lot of difference between one end and the other. But the Spanish are right up here, tucked up in the corner. Closest to the committee boat is the Sabello brothers. So it's Sabello brothers, then the Spanish, then the Australian pair just to leeward of them. So all the Spanish just getting a little bit close to the line there, 14 seconds to go. Oh no, actually, smart move. The Spanish ducked around the back of the Italians on port and have come back on starboard. They've found a little gap just inside the committee boat. That was a very smart move indeed, because it's given them clear air as the gun goes now. The Spanish are on the right-hand side on starboard, clear air, beautiful start from them. Very smart indeed. Meanwhile, crossing their stern are the Kiwis, who come out on port, followed by the Germans, followed by the Finns, and then the Sabello brothers decide that what did look like a good position at the start turned into a rather uncomfortable position for 15 seconds, tacked over to port, come over to the right. So those are the four boats coming to the right. The rest of the fleet goes over to the left. As I say it, the Spanish look over their shoulders, take a look at their main competition in the form of the Kiwis and think, better get over that side, tack over onto port, work a few shifts. So it's a split decision. We have exactly half the fleet going to the right and half the fleet going to the left.
What a nice start by the Kiwis there. They came in for a very light choice on port, nipped in front of the committee boat. You don't often see that at the committee boat making a port-hand start, but they sailed out into nice clear air, going to the far right and looking really smooth, flat on the water. Smart start by the Kiwis, and of course they don't have the nearest competitor to them, which is the Brits.
They certainly don't. The Brits are out on the left. They've just tacked over onto port. And very interesting. It's obviously very shifty there, because one of the characteristics of the 49, of course, is that they don't tend to put in that many tacks. Tacks are costly for 49ers, but when you do see them tacking a fair bit, as we are now, as they're working those shifts, it's a clear indication that it's pretty shifty up this course.
At the top mark then, and Matt, it's been a bit one-sided this. Somebody went bang the corner on the far left-hand side, which is the Danes. They've come back in. But surprisingly, the Australians seem to have come through from the middle of nowhere.
They have, yes. Well, they picked the right-hand side of the course, which is the bit that goes closest to the nose point. They've come in and overtaken the Spanish. The Spanish looked so good for a long time, well, the first half of that beat, but the Spanish have just dropped four or five places, and it's the Australians, Nathan Outridge and Ian Jensen, who go round the Windward Mark, the first Windward Mark in first place. They're followed very closely by the Germans. Then the Finns are behind them. Then it's the French team behind them. Very close action indeed here. And then it's the Kiwis that come round. And it's not until after the Kiwis that the Spanish come in. And I think they're going to have to actually dip the stern.
All trouble, yes.
Yeah, the Brits go through next. Then the Spanish tack over onto starboard to come in. Then it's the Danes that pip them then. So the Spanish second to last at this weather mark with the... third to last at this weather mark with the Danes coming in second to last. And, well, look at that, the Sabello brothers coming in last. You don't see that very often. That right-hand side of the course, as you look up, it worked on the beat. Then, the common sense suggests that it should work on the way down, but it's only a handful of boats that have tried it. As we're looking down the course now, it does look like there's a little bit more of a puff and a shift in their favour on that side of the course. The bulk of the fleet have gone out towards the left-hand side. But we're going to have to wait a few minutes and see what happens down at the downwind mark to see who comes out on top.
So at the first leeward gate, it looks like Australia round in first place, and most boats coming back in together there now as they all come in from the right and from the left.
Australians round first, Germans in second place at the bottom gate.
Finns in there as well in third place. Looks like the Kiwis round in fourth. The Germans electing to take the left-hand side of the gate and heading out to the left-hand side of the racecourse again. So too the French. At the Windward Mark for the second time, Matt, and again a big decision. Some went far left, some went far right, and most of them went onto the right-hand side. But it looks like to me that this time round the left-hand side has paid off.
I'm not so sure.
We can disagree. That's always good.
I'm not so sure. I think looking behind us and seeing the Kiwis coming up, it's the Kiwis who went into this race in third place in bronze position, and they are now leading the race. They're coming in on starboard, and they came up the right-hand side of this course. They didn't go hard right, but they tended towards the right-hand side of the course, and they have stretched themselves out a tasty lead as they come in towards the weather mark, get themselves ready for that kite hoist. In they go, round the mark they go, up goes the kite. Now they're must be seven or eight boat lengths between them and the second place boat, which looks like being the Finns. Finns having a fantastic day, but that won't get them onto the medal, onto the podium. So they come around in second place. Then in third place, it's the German team who desperately need to accelerate quickly here because they've got the Brits on their tail. The Germans do it, but they're just two boat lengths in front of the Brits as the Brits come round in fourth place. Then it's the Danes who went out on that left-hand side. So Steve's initial call wasn't that far off because they went up the left-hand side, so the Danes next. Then it's the Australians who were right up there earlier on in this race, but they now come round, followed by the French, followed by the Danes. I beg your pardon, it was the Austrians I was looking at. The Danes come round now, and then the Sabello brothers still pulling up the back of the fleet. But look at this, a big shocker here. The team that actually went into this race in gold medal position are actually last. It's the Spanish who come to the weather mark rounding for the second time in last position.
That's extraordinary, because they did bang the corner on the left-hand side of the course as they went out, and that has lost them the gold medal position, because the Australians are clearly well in front of them at the moment.
And at the bottom mark, the Kiwis hold on to their lead as they come through the gate. They're followed closely by the Finns, so no change in the order there. At the bottom leg of the second downwind leg, they've got one more lap of this course to go.
But the Australians in fourth place, well ahead of the Spanish, means that they're still holding on to gold. By calculation, we think the Spanish can't lose silver, but the race is on for bronze between the Brits and Burling and Tuke from New Zealand, who are leading this race at the moment, firmly holding on to that bronze medal.
So at the top of the third beat, it's still the Kiwis in the lead.
It's the French who come round in second place at the Windward mark. Then the Finns in third. Who's going to be fourth round? The Australians need to be in front of the Spanish. The Spanish are coming in. Through the Lure Gate for the last time, it's the New Zealanders who go through in first place. Peter Burling and Blair Tuke, who are there through in first place, followed by the French in second place. They've come up through the fleet. But the key here is, are the Australians going to finish in front of the Spanish? The Spanish were eighth round the top mark for the last time, as the Finns now come through in third place. It's just a reach to the finish, Matt.
Yeah, and there's been, as you say, a bit of a concertinaing in the fleet, at least certainly at the front, with Burling and Tuke, the Kiwi pair, who had got a commanding lead most of the way around this course, but that's been eaten into by the French. But it's but that's not really going to make a lot of difference as they head towards the finishing line now. It's going to be the Kiwis who cross that finishing line in first, but there's a bit of a tussle going on behind them, because the Finnish sailors who came into this race in ninth, Lettinen and Basque, they look like they're going to finish third.
Now, this is going to be interesting here, Matt, because the Spanish have caught up. Look, they're just behind the Brits here. The Australians need two boats between them to get the gold. They're going to cross the line in what looks like fourth place. That's 8 points to them. The Brits are coming in, but the Spanish have just come through the wing mark now. That's only one boat between them. So mathematics say that it could well be back to Ike Martinez.
It could indeed, and it's a right battle at the back of the fleet there. As you say, there's four boats. It's not often we look at the back of the fleet for the action, but there's four boats all vying for this, and we've just seen
the Germans
The Germans across the line.
So that's one boat.
They overstood it and had to jibe in there, so I think everybody else is okay. I don't think anybody's overstanding this finishing line.
It's Outeridge and Jensen who are in fourth place, and I think there are two boats between them. So it's going to be, I think, by level points, Matt, but because they won the medal race, or in front of the Spanish, it's going to be the Australians who take the gold, silver to Martinez and Fernandez, and the bronze will go to the New Zealanders.